Homo
Lab.
Hello.
Hi. Happy summer.
Happy summertime. It's Homo Lab 111.
Wow.
All the legs.
If you were some kind of superstitious person, I would imagine that would be good, right? 111?
Yeah. And then if you add them all up, it's 3, which is a lucky number.
Is 3 a lucky number?
Well, and as we know, if you're
it's a
guy
magic
and you've
number.
Got 3 legs, then that can only... I don't know what I'm
what
saying.
What about 3 balls?
I don't know about 3 balls.
I know someone who has 1.
I knew someone who had 1, and I also knew someone who had 3 as well.
No way.
Total way.
You are totally lying.
That's not possible.
A guy with 3 balls.
3 balls. It's not as uncommon as you would think. I could be sitting here with 3 balls right now, and you wouldn't even know it.
Well, no, of course
Is
I wouldn't
Is it like
know.
Having 3 nipples?
Harder to get 3 nipples in your mouth all at once, though.
Okay, moving on.
Hey, I'm Balin. That's Amy LeMay. She's back.
Hi, everybody.
And Jen Brister.
And Jen Brister's here as well. Hi, Jen Brister.
Hi, Amy LeMay.
So, Amy LeMay, you have been in New Jersey.
I have.
You've got a tan. You've got a New Jersey tan.
I do. I've got my Jersey girl tan. I've been volunteering for New Jersey Pride.
Oh, excellent.
Which is amazing and was so lesbotastic. I can't even tell you.
Yeah, because most prides are more... about the gay men, aren't they?
Yeah,
somehow.
You know what? It was full of lesbians with a few very confused gay men looking like, did we turn up to the right pride?
Yeah. Where's SJP? Where's the limo?
It's like the time that I ended up at the Lilith Fair and didn't know what it was.
You loved it, I'm sure.
Oh my God,
it's all
I couldn't
your
get
music.
Enough of it. Are you kidding me? It was a lesbian friend who
10,000 maniacs were headlining and you were
Natalie
so happy.
Natalie Merchant
10,000 maniacs!
She's not wrong.
The good old days.
Do you know who else was headlining? This was years ago. It was, of course, it was all, you know, Indigo Girls and Sarah McLachlan. But Missy Elliott was there right at the beginning of her career. And Natalie Merchant. Can you imagine what that backstage area was like?
Well, do you know who headlined at New Jersey Pride?
You, who?
New Jersey's very own, Thelma Houston.
Oh my God, how
amazing.
Old is she now?
She is a great grandmother. She got on stage and she just said, I'm a great grandmother. She pulled some Tina Turner moves.
Oh yeah.
Sang a Sylvester medley, a Motown medley, a Whitney Houston medley,
yes.
And then sang Don't Leave Me This Way. I thought I was going to combust.
And then slipped quietly into a coma.
She is absolutely awesome.
I didn't know she was from New Jersey. I never
thought
about
Houston
it, really.
The whole Houston family are.
Of course.
That's why they're all messed up and have drug problems.
I feel like I should know this, but I don't know who you're talking about.
Thelma Houston, Don't Leave Me This Way.
Stop being such a lesbian, Jen.
Oh God, I think I'm being very unlesbian, not knowing. I mean, clearly all the lesbians.
Disco
I know the song.
Disco
Diva. Don't Leave Me This Way, but I wasn't aware of. I didn't know who sang it.
And isn't she like Whitney's?
She's Whitney's aunt.
Aunt. That's
yeah, but isn't everybody? Everybody's Whitney's aunt, like Aretha Franklin, Dionne Warwick.
Are
all
you
aunts.
Whitney's aunt?
Yeah, I might be.
You've been keeping that dry.
I didn't want to talk about it.
Hey, so we're going to talk more about that, but we're also going to tell you what else is coming up on the show because it's been ages since we broadcast. We're going to have a good old catch up, which is what we're doing now. We of course will have all of the gay star news, and there's been lots of stuff going on in the gay world, both good and indeed bad, and some of it. Very close to home, so we're going to touch on that.
You've been away as well.
I have.
You've been in Sweden.
I have been in Sweden. I've been in Gothenburg, and you talking about New Jersey Pride. I was in Gothenburg for what they call West Pride, because Gothenburg is in the west of Sweden. So I was over there for Pride weekend in Gothenburg. So we're going to have
Do you remember what happened?
I remember the important bits. Is that it's amazing that everybody
just a man with 3
there.
Balls and some bright lights. That's what he remembers.
That it was super fun. I don't remember where I got this tattoo, but I think that was in Sweden as well. No, it was absolutely fantastic. And not only did we do Pride, but you know we went out. And I'll tell you all about it coming up. But for now, so you've been doing Pride in New Jersey, and you've got a tan, and you saw Thelma Houston. Jen, where have you been? What have you been up to?
Oh God. What have I been doing? Well, I've just been boring. I've just been working, been gigging, and nowhere exciting. What can I tell you? Maybe Norwich. Hey, who wants to talk about Norwich?
I like Norwich. I had a great gig in Norwich.
I spent Christmas in Norwich.
Where were you?
Norwich is a fun town in a venue that was a church.
Norwich Arts.
Thank you.
Yes.
And also, I was in. I had a lot of gigs in London, which is really rare for me. So I've been here, which is amazing, which means I didn't have to travel too much. And I did some charity stuff.
What kind of charity? Oh, like charity
I did
gigs.
Charity
I thought you were like
gigs.
Digging wells or something.
Oh, no. No. Just, you know,
just digging your own grave.
Just digging my own grave on stage. And then hurling myself into it as I die, slowly and painfully. No, I did a couple of gigs for Stand Up for Palestine and some cancer gig. I don't know, you know, I'm just out, I'm there for the people.
Giving back.
Just so generous, Jen Brister.
I know, with my time and
your
I
attitude.
Just, God, I will literally, this says so much about me that I will do this job for nothing.
Yeah.
I just want to show off in a darkened room full of strangers. I don't care if you pay me.
Hey, I like to do that every now and again as well when Lucio's out of town.
I know. Let's not talk about those Swedish meatballs.
If you're wondering where little Lucio is, who's normally here with us, he's driving trains right now, yeah, somewhere around the country. So and we should
so
set the
exciting
scene of where we are as well.
We're in the most gorgeous little gazebo, I think it's called.
Literally
isn't
a gazebo, yeah.
On London's South Bank.
Yeah, it's part of the Utterbelly, you know, the big upside-down purple cow which travels the country and is in Edinburgh, and it always sits down or lays down in the South Bank every summer. And so they've got a nice little, I think this is called a pleasure garden.
Is it?
It might be.
Well, there's lots to pleasure yourself with. We've got this gazebo, we've got some hot dogs, there's the Love Shack out there. Can you see the Love Shack?
Yeah.
I don't know what happens
no
in
there. No sign of the B-52s there. And there's also somebody who thinks they're Bob Dylan playing in the background, so you might occasionally hear a bit of folk music.
I love that he's playing kind of country for you.
Yeah, just for me.
I think it's for you.
It's kind of like sitting on your front porch here, Baylen, isn't
it?
It
is, kind of. if Grandma was
like
in the back
in
making
Tennessee
moonshine and Daddy came home with a possum, then it'd be like just like I was home. All right, so that's us caught up. Oh, by the way, you can follow us on Twitter. We're at Homolab. That's where you can tell us anything that you want to. You can say howdy, et cetera. Because we don't have an email address anymore somehow.
No, just Twitter. Just keep it simple,
you know,
right?
Exactly. We know what we're doing. It's all about the social media. And now, shall we have some gay star news?
Yeah.
Homo
Lab.
Homo
Lab. This is Amy's story.
Right, how long have you got? No, this is actually something that happened very disturbingly over the weekend in Vauxhall. And London police are stepping closer to finding a man who blinded a gay man with bleach.
Is he definitely
now they're
blind?
They're expecting that his vision will be impaired. This is the latest. Authorities believe that one man may have attacked three men in Vauxhall. They have CCTV images of two women and another man around the time of the attack, which took place outside the Lightbox Club in Vauxhall. The two women have come forward to give evidence to the police.
Already?
Yes. So, and they've not been arrested. The two women have said that they spoke to the man that did the attack. It happened about 4 o'clock in the morning on, so Sunday into Monday.
Yeah.
And apparently the attacker sprayed bleach in two men's face after the two men, they're 21 and 23, admitted that they were gay. They got into a conversation with these two women, apparently, allegedly, this is what the girls say, that the they hurled homophobic abuse at them. And then this other man came and sprayed bleach.
So the girls held a homophobic abuse, and then some guys came along and sprayed bleach.
It just happened, two other homophobes just happened to be there.
Yeah. Oh, well, that just seems very handy.
Yes.
Serendipitous.
So the owners of Lightbox have issued a statement saying, look, it's an isolated incident. We've been speaking to police since it occurred. We've given all the CCTV footage that we have. The police have confirmed there's no direct link with the venue or with their customers, which is important. The doors were closed at the time of the incident. There were no gay events at Lightbox that morning. The owners have said, look, we're really committed to working with the police and with the local liaison officers to make sure that this awful attack, is whoever did it
is caught
and that it doesn't happen again. And obviously thoughts with the two men who were attacked. There have been reports that they're not sure whether his vision will be permanently damaged or not. They're actually expecting, you know, that there is a chance that his vision will be permanently damaged.
Oh, that would be
damaged.
So awful if it is just on a night out with your friends,
you know, as,
young guy.
As somebody
it's
who
horrific.
A, you know, lives around Vauxhall, B, parties in Vauxhall quite a lot, and C, DJs and runs events in Vauxhall. I was in Vauxhall last night after this, and you know, it didn't, even when I was reading it, it's obviously a terrible, awful thing, but I didn't feel like it had much to do with Vauxhall. Do you know what I mean? Like, it didn't make me fearful of being in Vauxhall. It didn't make me fearful of going to gay clubs. It just felt like more idiots doing stupid
things.
Yeah,
well, it's like when it happened in Clapham or Soho, you don't think, oh, it's about Soho.
Well,
it's
you know,
Clapham.
We didn't expect anyone to be killed in Trafalgar Square in a homophobic attack.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
You know, these are populated places in central London where we expect to be safe. I have to say, Lambeth Police in the last few years in particular have been absolutely fantastic in Vauxhall. You know, we have a dedicated LGBT liaison officer. They're always popping down on a Saturday night. You know, I've run a club in Vauxhall for over 18 years, and when we started it, it was really scary. But now, because there's more clubs, because there's more venues, there's more people around, it's easier to feel safer. But it doesn't mean that there aren't a bunch of blackos out there that are, you know, thinking, oh, this is where all the gay people hang out, or whatever their motivation might be.
Yeah.
You know, we have had abuse at the Vauxhall Tavern, usually by cars, like,
driving by,
like, pelting eggs at the tavern, throwing stuff, you know, throwing rubbish out their windows, like at people, you know, hurling abuse, all sorts of stuff. So it's not that it doesn't happen. I just think now, well, first of all, the seriousness of an attack of being, involving bleach, you know, that is, it's a physical attack. You know, this poor guy, you know, is suffering. And so, you know, I think the most important thing we have to remember is that all of these kinds of attacks, we really, really must report them.
Yeah.
Whether it's, just verbal abuse, whether it's physical abuse, whatever. It's really important to do that, because then the police get an accurate picture of just how much of this type of a behavior is happening. So for anyone who has any information about the incidents, Lambeth Community Safety Unit are investigating and asking anybody who recognizes the people in the images. You can go to gaystarnews.com, have a look at those images, to contact them on this number, 020-8649-2176, or this number, which is 07909-906-168.
Jen?
Well, are you sure you want to come to me? Because my story isn't particularly upbeat either. It's about the the young, the lesbian, Ugandan lesbian, excuse me, who has been single for 5 years and been living in this country and is being deported because they don't believe that she is a lesbian. So that's, I think, the thing. So the UK government is going to be deporting, they just call her a lesbian. Her name's Harriet. I'm not going to attempt her surname because I don't think I'll get it right. Back to Uganda, she's been single for 5 years. As a lesbian, isn't that normal?
Is it? You
and
two?
5 years? I think that's okay, yeah.
I thought you're lesbians always had relationships.
Well, you know, I don't think so. I've got lots of les girlfriends who are single. Call them on 555. I think with lesbians, you're either in a relationship and you haven't had sex for 5 years, or you haven't been in a relationship for 5 years and you're still not having sex. Either way, no one's having sex. And I think that's what the British government needs to understand, is that is the normal thing.
We need
in
to
a
do
lesbian
outreach
relationship.
For Harriet.
Literally. She came to the UK in 2009. Amy's volunteered. She left Uganda because she was raped, what she's saying is that the reason why she hasn't had a relationship is because she's still traumatized from the rape, is like, hello, of course. And she doesn't want to go back because all her family know that she's gay. She's been disowned by her family. As we know, being gay in Uganda is not okay and not cool. And frankly, even if she isn't gay, let's say hypothetically that she isn't gay, but everybody thinks she is gay, is now a good time to send her back?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
So do they just not believe that she's a lesbian because she's been single for 5 years? So if she had a girlfriend that could corroborate her lesbianism, then that would be all right. So they're just saying, like, how can you be a lesbian and not have been in a relationship for 5 years? That seems crazy.
I think it's insane. I think also the other thing is it's difficult, is that she doesn't know many gay people because she's very religious, so she hasn't been hanging out with the gays. I mean, like, I don't know. The point is, should she be deported back to Uganda? I'm going to say no. I don't think she. There was something I read on the internet earlier today about some, and I don't know if it was Harriet was saying this, that she would release a sex tape to prove that she's a lesbian.
Lord.
And I was like, don't. Well, actually, call Amy, Harriet, on 555.
Well, actually, it was in a previous case involving a man that they were suspicious whether he was gay or not. Didn't they ask him what he thought of Kylie Minogue?
Oh my God!
And,
did they? I wouldn't.
And he hadn't heard
test.
Of Kylie Minogue because he was like from Uganda or something. Where?
Why would he know who Kylie Minogue is?
Because apparently, if you're a lesbian, you're meant to be in a relationship, and if you're gay, you're meant to know who Kylie Minogue is.
Well,
yeah, I met someone recently, a gay man who didn't know who Robin was, and it was literally like he had told me the world was flat or something. I was like, what? That was like Robin.
Who's
like,
Robin?
Oh my God.
I don't know
no,
who Robin
you're a
is.
Lesbian, that's kind of okay that you don't
yeah,
know.
That's...
But Robin is like, anyway, Robin. She's Swedish. Oh, Robin!
I don't know who this woman is. Is she young? Is she old? Who
yes,
is
she?
She
is young.
She's a very popular pop singer.
Yeah, she's popular
amongst the gays.
Amongst the gays, and she's a pop singer. And she's Swedish.
No, I don't
as
listen
well.
To pop music.
God, so a gay man and a lesbian I know both don't know who the fuck Robin is.
I don't know what to tell you. You're out of touch.
Sorry, I'm getting off track here from Uganda. Is that Uganda?
Well, no, but basically what has happened is that Edward Sessange, director of Africa's Out and Proud LGBTI Diamond Group, described the Home Office's decision as a miscarriage of justice, and he has he's supporting Harriet, saying that the Home Office issue to remove Harriet while her case is being reviewed, because the case hasn't, because they want to deport her before her case is removed, is highly, he says it's a terrible idea. And he says it's also a shame that the Home Office determines people's sexuality depending on the period they have spent without partners. I have visited this young woman in detention, listened to her, checked out her story. I believe she's a lesbian, traumatised and engulfed in fear of her life. So, I don't know what can be done to support Harriet, but I think, you know, it would be nice if... What are we going to do? Hashtag help Harriet. I mean, that does nothing. Why did I even say that out loud?
There are organizations that help LGBT asylum seekers.
Yes. Yes. I'm glad of those. Please tell me you have something more upbeat.
Well, you know what?
You don't, do you?
Well, my story isn't as bad as Harriet's, but it's not particularly good. I mean, it actually comes from a story that was quite good. And how it started was the UK government said that basically in all of its consulates around the world, even in countries that didn't allow equal marriage, that British citizens could get married in their consulates. So even in countries where they have anti, you know, like in Russia mm-hmm. or something where they have all of these anti-gay laws and legislation or where gay marriage is illegal, Britain was like, well, it's legal for us. And because our consulate is technically British ground,
yes.
then you can come and get married there. So, which was quite a step forward in a lot of directions, and kind of a not a backdoor way of getting it in there, but a way of kind of spreading British equality, I suppose, around the world. Well, the Hong Kong government has come out and they've said that they refuse to allow gay couples to marry at the British consulate in Hong Kong. This is after it was just announced last week, as I said, that they were going to allow this. So it means that Brits are allowed to marry in countries with homophobic laws, as I said. But unfortunately, Hong Kong has raised an objection of same-sex marriage in Hong Kong. So Nigel Collette, who's a secretary for gay rights group Pink Alliance, has attacked both the Hong Kong and the UK government, saying it seems that the British are ready to defy Vladimir Putin, but not the bureaucrats who run Hong Kong. Gay marriage and civil partnerships are illegal in socially conservative Hong Kong, and homosexuality was only decriminalized there in 1991. So what do we think about this? Do you think that the UK should really stand up and say, no, that's our sovereign land, and we are going to allow that, and you
yeah,
have no
absolutely.
Say-so?
Yeah, absolutely they should.
Because
this isn't something that Hong Kong, that the Chinese government get to like decide. That's what embassies and consulates are for.
Yeah.
And it's not the Chinese government can't dictate as to whether or not people can enter the British consulate. I don't understand how they can carry that out. How they can.
There's a lot of not standing up to China in these certain situations. You know, where governments and businesses or organizations around the world will stand up and be very vocal in their opposition to certain things, like, say, in Russia or other kind of countries that don't have quite the economic clout that China does. But then you look at something like Google, and Google did allow censorship in China.
Yeah, that's...
But where they wouldn't allow that in other countries. And they say it's all part of doing business with China. And because they have... China has such might that if you want to be in China as a business or as any sort of trader, then you have to give in.
Let's just overlook the human rights issue.
Yes, in favor of state capitalism.
Which is ultimately what it boils down to, isn't it? Because if this was any other country other than China, I mean, they certainly, as that article stated, Putin's not exactly on board with gay marriage, but Britain is certainly going ahead with it in the consulate in Moscow and all over Russia. But China, somehow a different set of rules. And that really does boil down to money, doesn't it?
Yep.
Money and economic clout.
Yes.
Well, that's what we think. And those are the stories on Gay Star News that caught our eye this week. You can contact us on Twitter, at Homolab, if you have anything to say about any of that.
Anything.
Anything.
Indeed, at all.
Homolab. Homolab.
Shall I take you guys to Gothenburg?
Yeah!
Have any of you... You've been to Stockholm, Amy, I know. And have you been to Sweden
I've
at all?
I've never been to
anywhere?
Sweden. I've been to Norway.
Oh, God, I had a brilliant time in Stockholm.
I'd love to go.
I reported on it for Homolab a couple of years ago.
Absolutely. Well, I'd never been to Sweden at all. And some of the stereotypes hold true. Everyone is really good-looking there. They're not all blonde, though. There's lots of different types of hair color there, but all really, and so friendly. And it wasn't just, the people that I was with in the group or anything. It was just like, in general, the Swedish people seem so friendly and so helpful and like go out of their way to be super helpful and love speaking English as well. You know, no issues there at all. So when we pulled into the airport itself had 5 rainbow flags flying outside of it. Because this is all, it was West Pride, and as we made our way into the city from the airport, more and more rainbow flags started appearing. So once you got into the city of Gothenburg, every tram had a fluttering rainbow flag on it, every bus had a rainbow flag on it, every building, whether it was governmental or just a business, basically the entirety of Gothenburg is like, yes, Pride, we want it here, and we want it now. And it was so cool. There was a lot of islands, a lot of archipelagos around Gothenburg. So there's a lot of kind of seafood and seafaring stuff. So it's a beautiful, beautiful city. And while I was there, I had my trusty recording device with me, my phone. And so I captured some of the sights and sounds of Gothenburg, not just for Pride, but also the city itself, and we spoke to some of the locals, and here you go.
Homolab.
Homolab. My name is Erika Svenske, and I'm working for the Gothenburg Tourist Board.
Okay, so Erika, Gothenburg we'll get to in a moment, but we've taken a day trip today to this beautiful island, well, group of islands, really. So do you want to tell us about this?
We have... gone all the way out to the southern archipelago. We have 2 archipelagos outside Gothenburg, the northern and the southern. And today we have traveled to the southern. And the southern archipelago is quite interesting because you won't find any cars out here. We transport ourselves by using bicycles or transportation mopeds and golf carts here. This island is called Styrsö, and this is an old fishing island, and it is also a center for the popular seaside resort Styrsö Bratten, which was a popular place for people to go in the 1860s and onwards. And you would have royalty coming out here, making use of the baths and the restaurants and the hotels that were built out here around the turn of the last century.
Let's talk a bit about West Pride and what's going on in Gothenburg proper. So it's the 8th year of West Pride, and it's really grown as you walk around Gothenburg itself. Every public building and commercial building has rainbow flags outside of it. All of the trams have rainbow flags. All of the buses have rainbow flags. Is this something that has grown, and why has Gothenburg in particular really embraced Pride so much?
It has grown over the years. This year, you can actually see the rainbow flags all over town, as you say, and it is the 8th year we have it. And I think it is for the city, it has been important to show Gothenburg and the international community that Gothenburg is an open society. It is going to be an open society for everyone who choose to live here and choose to visit Gothenburg. So it is important.
And going out on the to gay clubs and gay bars in Gothenburg, the one thing I notice is that they're not exclusively gay. It seems like everybody goes there, which is a great thing. Is I think that sometimes in London we're very it's very specific who goes to what places, but here it just seems to be part of society as opposed to a different part of society.
But over the last couple of years, I would say that many places have become, I would say, more gay-friendly. I wouldn't say that of course we have gay places where people can go if they want to have a gay club, but most places, I would say, are gay-friendly. So people mix and pick and choose and go where they find that to be the best food or to be the best music. And it isn't always about if it is a gay place or not. It is a gay-friendly community, I would say, and we are working on that.
I suppose a lot of gay people who would travel from the UK or from other places abroad, they would go to Stockholm, that would be the place, or maybe now Malmo with the popularity of the bridge. What is there about Gothenburg that would lure people there instead of those places?
I think that Gothenburg is a rather small city. It's Sweden's second largest city with only 500,000 people. It's a small city. It's a very walkable city. You can walk around the city. It doesn't take you more than 20 minutes to reach from one side of the city centre to the other. And the islands out here where we are today are so easily reached. It's only a 30-minute tram ride away. And you're out here in the archipelago. I think it's a very attractive feature for a very small city as Gothenburg.
Well, I'm having a great time, so thank you for that.
I'm glad you enjoy.
Okay, it's the big day. It's a beautiful sunny day here in Gothenburg and Pride is just getting underway. So let's get stuck in and talk to some of the locals and see what they're proud of and why Pride is still necessary.
Kajsa, it's a beautiful day and it's important to celebrate amazing. It's like a big party.
Victor.
And Victor, why are you at West Pride?
Because I think it's important to show that you support these kinds of events, because there are a lot of people in the world that think this is weird, and I just can't understand how people could think that this is weird. And it's important to show that you are supportive and positive to this kind of thing.
And in Sweden, where it's a very open society, are there still people who think it's weird?
It is, but it's yeah, but it's on its way out. Like the younger generations, you can tell that they are a lot more open and positive and supportive to this kind of thing than the older generation is in Sweden. And I think that in 20 years, it's gonna be a totally different community here. I think people will. We'll just have a different view of things, and I think it's in a more positive way.
Nina.
And Nina, why do you think that we still need Pride in a free and open society like Sweden?
There's still a lot of people that are not that open-minded, and it's a celebration and just a fun party.
And what makes Gothenburg Pride special?
It's actually the first time I see West Pride in Gothenburg, but it's like more family, more a little bit smaller, but more family-like.
My name is Michael Hansen. I think it's lovely. I love it. I've just been on the sidelines watching it a few years ago.
Do you think that Pride is still necessary now?
I think it's absolutely necessary. It's this year more than ever with all the Russia thing and the Olympics there, and they have shed the light on that people with... that are gay and lesbian around the world need support from their brothers and sisters, and people need to be a part of this as much as anything.
I'm Madeline.
And Pride, what are you proud about?
Different culture, different sexualities, getting together and celebrate this big day.
The parade is now well and truly underway. The streets are completely lined with just hundreds and thousands of people and rainbow flags everywhere. And we've managed to clamber up onto a float, the Helmand Dragar float, which is the gay men's choir, basically, of Gothenburg. We've been welcomed with open arms. So let's have a chat with some of these guys about why Pride is important to them.
Manskören, Hellmans drängar. And my name is Klaus.
And you're a chorus?
Yeah.
In a free society like Sweden, where it's very open, why is something like pride still important?
Then I think we have to do it for other countries to see as well.
And how do you feel about pride being seen as mainly by the younger generation as a party?
That's quite okay, I think.
It's okay, a party's okay as well.
I think so.
So you can combine activism and party at the same time?
Oh, sure.
Gustav? And Gustav, as a casual visitor to Gothenburg, it seems quite liberal and quite open. Is that something new?
Yeah, yeah, I think it is. It's like the last 10 years, it's become much better.
You see, is this your first Pride or have you been to others?
Yeah, I've been to others.
And how has it grown?
It's much, much bigger. When they started, it was just a small thing where the city theater and the concert hall and stuff. And they didn't have a parade. And now we have a parade and it's lots of cars. And it's getting bigger and bigger. It's because when I came out, everybody went to Pride in Stockholm because that was the place to go. And now we have our own Pride. It's a big difference.
So what makes you proud about Gothenburg?
I think it's lovely. I think people are really friendly. It's a friendly society. And the people are nice, and it's on the coast. The summer is lovely.
Okay, well, that's all for now from Gothenburg. I'm going to go. The parade is just heading into the giant park here, and there's tents, and there's pop-up weddings happening, and there's wrestling happening in cake toppings and all sorts of things. So there'll be a full report on this in an article on Gay Star News. But for now, happy West Pride.
Ho, mo.
Loud.
Ho, mo.
Loud.
Wow, that sounds amazing, Valen.
It was absolutely
totally jealous.
Amazing.
Totally
I
jealous.
Mean, we ate at some of the nicest places. So if you're thinking about a trip and you don't know where to go, you couldn't really do any better than Gothenburg. It's amazing. On gaystarnews.com, there will be an accompanying article, not only about what we've talked about, but some other things that I did while I was in Gothenburg. So check that out on gaystarnews.com. Okay, well, look, I'm loving sitting in this gazebo,
yeah,
guys.
I want to go and get a hot dog now.
Yeah, you should. It's Lola's Hot Dogs, and they're known to be the finest hot dogs this side of the river.
I cycled here to the South
that's
Bank.
That's a selling point, Jeffrey.
This side
Thank
of the
you.
River.
Just this side of the river. I don't know what's going on north of the river.
I'm getting ready to go north of the river. And I cycled here because it's quite lovely, but I need to go to Oxford Street, and I don't think I want to cycle down Oxford Street. No, it's just gross.
Do
I think
it.
I want to get on the tube.
Oh, no, don't. It's a beautiful day. Definitely get on the tube. That'll be so much...
much more relaxing.
Nice, really. Chill out in the heat of the underground.
Maybe I'll... But it's Lucho's bike, and the seat's really low for his little legs, so it makes it a little difficult for me.
Put it up.
I don't have a monkey wrench with me. Do you have one, lesbian?
Yes, I do. Let's just stop there, and I'll go and grab it for you.
Thanks, guys. It's lovely to be back.
Oh,
we'll
Amy, good
week.
To have
yeah.
you back. And we will be back with you next week on Homolab.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Cheers, queers.
In your ears.
Homo.
Lab.
Homo.
Lab.